This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. This weekend, Walker-Mellott transition teams met at UAA campus. 234 Alaskans were grouped by topics such as oil and gas, education, fisheries, fiscal policy, and health care. Their task was to work toward consensus on goals, priorities, and recommended actions for incoming Governor Bill Walker and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mellott. Friday evening, they heard about the state's fiscal situation. Oil prices have been over $100 a barrel for the past 5 years, but fell to $75 a barrel Friday.
Tough choices will need to be made everywhere. If you're trying to even just maintain a flat budget, you're going to have to cut.
That's Amanda Ryder, senior fiscal analyst with Legislative Finance. She says the state budget is $6.2 billion and Alaska's looking at maybe $3 billion in revenues. Ryder says costs are rising and half the state budget goes into programs that can't be cut. Education, Medicaid, and oil and gas tax credits, and areas that are hard to cut, such as state operating costs. Speaker said on its present course, the state will run through its available savings in just a few years. Economist Greg Erickson of Juno recommends cutting big-ticket capital projects. He says the state has put $621 million into four projects with costs that far outweigh public benefits. The Juno Access Road, Knick Arm Bridge, Ambler Access Road, and the Susitna-Watonna Dam.
It turns out that the cost of power from Susitna is probably going to be double or four times as much as the cost of power from alternatives. Who's going to pay that extra cost? Well, the people who are promoting the dam want the state taxpayers or the state government to buy that cost down to a point where the utilities can afford it. And given the situation we're in with the oil prices, I don't think that's going to happen. So it's better not to keep dribbling $100 million into the project every year.
Teams include Republicans, Democrats, and Independents, and rural, urban, and regional hub residents. Staff estimated 20% to 25% of the committee members are Alaska Native, including 7 of the 17 committee chairs. Anchorage attorney Sky Starkey, who specializes in Alaska Native hunting, fishing, and tribal rights, chaired the subsistence committee. He says diverse views, combined with a sense of hope and new beginnings, aided communications and understanding. For instance, the Alaska Outdoor Council supports repeal of the federal rural subsistence priority, but Starkey says the committee benefited from input by Council Director Rod Arno and member Wayne Heimer.
Their contributions were so incredibly valuable. Their willingness to talk about the issues and their willingness to flag really difficult issues where we didn't have consensus and continue the dialogue on those issues. It's just really important.
The Subsistence Committee's top priority is wildlife conservation and sustained yield. It also recommended addressing dual management, consideration of both state and tribal sovereignty, and tribal involvement in subsistence co-management. Tribal sovereignty was also a high priority for the Intergovernmental Committee, chaired by Liz Medicine Crow, head of the First Alaskans Institute.
Tribal and state relations need to be on a formal government-to-government basis. That was our top priority. Our second priority was funding between governments needs to flow, inclusive of revenue sharing, offshore, etc., so that money meant for tribes and local governments goes to them. The third priority was reinstate coastal zone management, and that was about local control.
Committee recommendations will be made public in a written report in a few weeks. Walker says he and Mellott will give recommendations close attention and plan to call on transition team members again. Scientists are saying the world's most acidic ocean waters are found during the cold winter months in the Bering Sea. The Alaska Dispatch News reports Columbia University researchers released a series of maps tracking changes in global marine activity over 40 years. Governor-elect Bill Walker has picked University of Alaska Fairbanks Vice Chancellor of Research Mark Myers to head the Department of Natural Resources. Walker also announced a petroleum property assessor, Randall Hoffbeck, as his choice for revenue commissioner. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.